Hail Schuler, Sophia speaking.
Hey, Sophia, it's Emily. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Good, thank you. I feel like I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know. It seems like forever.
I
Are you guys
know.
still buried in snow up there?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be buried for a while. Those temperatures are going to drop cold again, and we're supposed to get another 6 inches between tonight and tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys still function when you have all that, or do y'all
Oh,
close
yeah.
things down?
Oh, yeah. That
Really?
storm that everyone got on the East Coast, we
Yeah.
had about 2 feet total for that weekend.
Oh my
Because
gosh.
we had some lake effects before that storm started, and then
Yeah.
we got about like 12 inches from that storm. But Monday
Wow.
morning the roads were clean, so it was like the main roads at least, and the highways.
Right.
The side streets had a little tougher time,
Yeah.
but. They had some private companies. Even the city was hiring contractors to help clean
Yeah.
and stuff like that. So we're pretty much equipped for it up here.
You guys get a lot of foot traffic there in Manhattan, so you almost need those side
Well,
roads
I'm
with
not
the
even in
sidewalks,
Manhattan.
right?
I'm in Western New York, actually.
Oh, well, there you
Yeah,
go.
we
Saving
have an
that.
office there. It's our secondary office, but I'm actually in Rochester, New York. So I'm in between Buffalo and Syracuse.
Oh, yeah, you really get
So,
the snow.
oh yeah. We're in the southern
Ooh.
shore of Lake Ontario, so we get that lake effect from
Yeah.
Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. So, yeah. But Manhattan definitely, they got a foot from that storm, so which is a
Yeah.
lot for them because they don't know where to put it.
Yeah, you're right. There's
So,
nowhere to put it if it doesn't
no.
build fast enough, yeah.
So I know like our New York City office, FedEx, was struggling. Even they got to the office, but the subway systems had to struggle. So there were some definitely delays, but
Yeah.
from yeah. But up here in Western New York, we definitely, I mean, we average like 100 inches a season, so we,
Oh my gosh, I
yeah.
can't imagine.
I'm not a fan myself, and I've been born and raised here, so,
That
but,
is amazing. We
yeah.
get 4 inches and everything shuts down, like
I know.
everything.
I heard. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's like, oh, we got a flake, shut down.
I know. Well, I heard you guys got, was it slush, or did you guys end up getting some snow from that?
Well, now the first weekend, 2 weeks ago, we got sleet, so that
Mm.
was
Okay.
dangerous. It was
Yeah.
not drivable. So
No.
we had to close, had to close the
Yeah.
store.
Yep.
And then it slowly kind of worked our way back open, just late
Right.
mornings and that kind of thing. Now, the
Mm-hmm.
following weekend, which was last weekend, was just pure snow, but it was dry snow.
Really?
So it snowed
Oh,
all
okay.
day. We got, 4 or 6 inches, and then, of course,
Wow.
it started melting. So it was not anything,
Yeah, now it's warm back up, yep. Yeah.
yeah, but it was
We're going to have a
okay.
balmy 2 degrees tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
hate the suit weather there.
Oh, So I do have to say this winter has been much more active in terms of cold and snow. We're 22 days straight right now, apparently, according to our news people, of at least a trace of snow. So,
My
and it's
gosh.
only going to continue for at least for the next few days, they said. But
Wow.
it's been a interesting ride. We've been spoiled the last like 5, 6 years. We haven't got as much snow as we normally do the last 5, 6 years. So they
Yeah.
thought things changed, but nope, it came back with a vengeance this year for sure.
Yeah, looks like it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have like 70s next weekend, so it's like,
Oh my
you can go
gosh,
ahead and
that feel.
envy us now.
Yes, definitely, because when you're dealing with 2 degrees and the wind, they're calling for
Yeah.
like -25 wind chill tomorrow morning, and I'm like, oh,
Oh
my
my
son wants
gosh.
to go out and build a snowman. I'm like, I'm sorry, Bob, we can't. It's going to be way
Oh,
too cold.
it's too cold, man.
Yeah. You
There's
can
not
get,
enough clothes to heat you up there to keep you
no,
hot.
I mean, you can get frostbite in under 10 minutes in those temps.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And, well,
Yeah,
if
what are
there's
you
anything
calling
that
for?
comes up for you, let me know what you need.
Okay.
I'm trying to catch Busy Bee Elliot. Is she free?
I don't, let me see. I don't think she's with somebody. Hold on a second.
Okay, thank you.
Detail and excellent customer service. Thank you for trusting us with your jewelry needs. We look forward to speaking with you. Searching for the perfect gift?
Hey, Emily, how are you?
Hi, Busy Bee. Good, how are you?
Oh, I've been so busy. I'm good. How are
I
you?
know, I'm good. How was your mom's surgery?
It got postponed,
Oh.
which had that crazy ice storm, so
That's
it was
right.
really frustrating for her.
Aww.
But it's going to be on February 26th now.
Okay. Okay.
It was pretty devastating for her because she was
mentally ready.
I know. So, you know, the first few days after it was like you just don't talk to her because she was mentally going through it. But she is much better now, feeling
good.
Better.
Good. Good. Well, fingers crossed, all goes well when that happens.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
The diamonds, I finally saw them today.
I know.
That's okay. That's okay. They came in and looked at them.
Oh, good.
And she is just one of those clients. She's like, well, how long do you have those? I was like, not long, just probably until mid of next week, like only a few days.
Yep.
And she's like, I think I need to think about it and I'll come back. And I'm like, she's just milking it at this point. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And because I told her, I was like, we need to return. Like, if you don't want the ones we got you for Christmas, like, we need to return them before the end of January. Well, January we had two snow apocalypse in a row, and we were closed for several days. So
right.
I was like, well, first week of February, it's fine. We'll extend it because, you know, Mother Nature is out of our control. And so I'm trying to make, you know, flexibility with her because I want her to be happy, even if she returns anything. So now when she looked at them, I'm telling you, Emily, at this point, the ones she bought and the ones you gave me, everything looks the same.
They're
to
the
me
same.
I'm like, they're beautiful. It's a great deal. You're never going to get it be like this again because I'm going to give you the Christmas discount. Like,
right.
Like, you're giving your husband, like, I think I need to think about it. I'll come back in tomorrow and look. So at this point, I'm so tired of being nice.
I know. You're going to have to do the takeaway at this point and just be like, unfortunately, my vendor needed it back. Like, if she doesn't come in by, like, I would say Tuesday, have Jade send it back.
I'm gonna, because at this point, I don't want to pull anything else out. Because when she told me she wanted to see something with, like, a lesser clarity, and I was like, I have to call Emily back.
But that's the reason why she didn't want the original pair.
I know. So it's like, there's no...
That's what I'm saying, is sometimes you got to be...
Yeah.
Just do the takeaway. Well, then I guess none of these are right. The one you have is the perfect one for you.
Yeah, I even told her the suggestion. I was like, and if those aren't good enough for you, feel free to return those, and you can just come back to this at a different time. I'm trying to make it as nice as possible.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I know. It's like there's got to be a point where you got to, like, where you want to stop. And I think
this is
to your limit, I could tell.
Well, she's come in probably 5 times now, and it's the same thing every time. And they all look beautiful.
They
all great size. They're all gorgeous. And to me, I do see differences with diamonds.
Right.
But a lot of these are such minuscule differences that
they
look. Because they're 3/4
rounds. So it's not like you're going to see much in it. It'd be different if we're talking 3-carat total weights versus carat and a half total weights, you know?
And, once again, she's a female with long, dark hair.
True.
You're not going to get that much.
Right.
It's not like you're a man wanting diamonds.
You got a face between.
Yes.
No one's going to be in her face looking at her ears.
No, exactly. Married, like, she has a husband. No one's getting that close in proximity to her.
Anyway,
hopefully she makes a choice tomorrow. If not,
okay.
I will do that, like, oh, my vendor needs them back, and then I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be mean. I can't be mean in my job, but I don't know how to put my foot down. Like,
I get it.
Especially.
I know. That's why you say, I always tell people, like, if you have to use me. Let me be the enemy, because they don't know who I am, and it takes it off of you.
I know. Well, that's what I did last time. And then she turned around and said, well, can I have something else? Can you get something else from her? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what possibly could you want now?
Right.
Where I was like, Emily, I still want great color, but lesser clarity. And you're like, well, what?
Right.
What?
It's the same thing as she's got.
I know. Anywho, I know. The ones she has are an F and G SI1. These are an F SI1. I see the difference.
They're EF SI1s.
They're literally the same. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for you, for doing
of
you
course.
And being helpful.
And I'm sorry they got delayed for a week.
It's fine.
You were my only Friday package that literally took that long. I'm like, what is even happening right now?
Oh, that's
I'm
hilarious.
Like, our shippers were on it, though. It was a mess.
And any other moment, I would have been like, oh, my gosh, where are they? But
I know.
Client, I was like, I don't care.
This the whole East Coast and part of the Midwest was literally crippled by that storm. So,
crazy. And then even Florida was cold of all places.
I know. And even certain parts of Florida got snow. Like the Panhandle, like I think Dustin, whatever it's called. Florida got snow. It's like, whoa.
It's insane.
I know. I know. It's crazy. Well,
wow.
Fingers crossed.
I'll keep you updated.
Let me know.
Thank you,
Emily. The other
Emily.
Thing is, too, did you tell her about the trade-up where you can get 85% back towards
yep.
another pair? Okay.
Yep. She okay. wanted none of my nonsense.
Okay. Hey, I figured that might be a good way of her if she does doubts now and she can change it later. So.
Emily, no, I don't want to build rapport with her. I don't want her to have
to get out. She's a nightmare customer. You do
no.
not want her anymore.
I know. This is like a one and done. I don't want her. And I know. Quite possible. I don't want her.
That poor husband, though. She is.
I know.
Walking all over him.
Single time he is in with her, he
yeah.
just like stares. He doesn't speak. He just is.
He's got to put his foot down though, because it's like at what point?
No, I yeah. know, and that just makes him feel even worse about him.
You're right.
Like he chose beautiful earrings for her for Christmas.
Man,
and now it's February, and she's still not happy with them. Won't wear them.
Struggle. No, I think I told you this. I dealt with a similar situation, but with a loose stone, with a store in Colorado that I work with. The customer, like, wanted an old mine, and we went four rounds of old mines and even
oh
threw some marquees up in there, and because
yeah.
she kept changing what she wanted. She wanted this ratio, then she wanted that, and then this and that, and, like, kept changing what she wanted. And to the point where the salesperson told me, she literally said, well, it took me 38 houses to find a house.
Are you
and then,
serious?
Yeah, like, this is another situation where the husband didn't put his foot down. So,
oh, my gosh. That's
she
insane.
Literally at
that's
one point was
time.
Like, these are antique diamonds for a reason. They stopped cutting them. There's not very many out there. So, yes,
yeah.
my vendor was able to send me this many for you, but that's just because that just is the magnitude of what they have. But, again, it's an antique diamond, so there's not a ton out on the market right now, especially, I think it was like we went from 2.5 to 3 to 3.5 to 4. And, yeah, it was all over the place. Even then, she wanted marquees thrown in there, so we had marquees. And she finally bought a 4-carat. This week she could put down
oh.
a deposit. She cried and her mother cried. It took
oh,
it's like it,
my God.
Four rounds.
Well, at this point, I'm going to cry when she makes a decision.
Like, God. Right? I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is sometimes like these customers are just so indecisive that it's just ridiculous. And the poor husband, they get walked all over and they don't put their foot down.
I know. And then she's asking me, well, what do I think? And I'm like, in my nicest way possible, I'm like, I don't see a difference. Like,
right.
I'm sorry. I know you do, but like I they're all beautiful to me.
Right.
You know?
Oh,
and I don't
God.
Think that's helpful to her, but I'm like, what am I going
right.
to say? Oh, these are awful and these don't. I'm like, no, I'm not going to lie. They look great. They're diamonds. Oh, I need to go.
Well, fingers crossed for your sake.
Yeah,
I know.
For my sanity.
Yeah. Just let me
right.
know. And then if there's anything else you need, keep me posted, okay?
If it's for that name, no. But yes, I will.
Sounds
thanks,
good.
Emily.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, bye.